Hello?
Hi there. My name is Seth McElroy, and I'm with Publishing. I'm looking for Clifton.
That's me.
Hey, Clifton. You sent us a copy of a children's book called The Puppy and the, and a lot of us here at the publishing company fell in love with it.
Are you serious?
I am.
Really?
Congratulations, man. I think we want to publish it.
Oh man, I've been waiting for this forever.
Well, we think it could be a big hit. There is one thing I wanted to talk with you about, though.
What's that?
Well, if there is any way to put a little more death into it, that would be great.
Did you say depth?
No, I said death.
Depth?
DEATH.
Death?
Yes.
Like death? Like, are you talking about like as in being killed?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. We do a lot of customer tracking here at our company, and the thought of literary death has been trending up big time with children ages 4 to 7. So if we could get some more death in your story, I think it'd be golden.
I don't get it. I mean, this is a fairy tale children's book. Do you want me to put death in it? Are you
Here,
kidding
I'll give
me?
you an example. You have a puppy in your story, right?
Yes.
Well, at the end, when you show him rolling around in the grass and barking and stuff,
Yeah.
well, we would have him do the same thing, just dangerously close to an edge of a cliff.
No way am I going to make this. This is a, I mean, a children's book. I mean, there's just no way I want to make a, puppy roll off a cliff. Are you
Well,
guys crazy?
I understand your concern, but we wouldn't show anything graphic. It just puts the thought in your head like, oh my gosh, is this puppy going to die or will he live? And that's powerful stuff. You can't deny that.
What kind of sick thing is this? I mean, you're twisting the whole tale. This is supposed to be a,
Oh, we don't want to change the essence of your book. We just want to add a little bit of death to it.
this is a children's book.
Well, we're willing to work with you on this. Now, you know there's that one part of your book where the puppy meets a bear on a path?
Yeah, I know that part, but I don't want him to die.
Well, I've got a few ideas. Let me just brainstorm with you for a second. Let's just say in the background, you see like a runaway bus coming at them.
What the f are you talking about? I do not want any animals dying. This is a children's book, for God's sake.
Well, I told you, you won't actually see the animals dying, but it just puts the thought in your head. It's mysterious and
Listen,
intriguing.
I it's a crazy man. I did this for the right reasons, and you guys are twisted. I mean, I
What if, I'm sorry to stop you again, but I'm just thinking here. What if the bear and the puppy meet on that path, and then there's one picture of the bear just about to maul the puppy?
That's it, man. I'm done. I'm not working with you.
Well, sir, but we really liked your story. Why wouldn't you want to work with us? We are a large publisher.
Because you want all the animals in my story to die. That's why.
Well, they don't have to die. Can they? Maybe they can just get seriously injured.
Oh my God. Oh, what kind of morbid, I want out, man.
Well,
I'm done, man. I'm not working with you.
it can't be done because this is actually a prank phone call.
Are you?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my Lord.
Your wife Patrice set you up.
Oh God.
She said you submitted a kid's book to a bunch of publishers and wanted me to mess with you.
She did that.
Yeah, I actually read your whole book in order to get ready for this phone call.
How'd you like my book?
I liked it a lot. I just think it needs like a little bit more death, just like a scotch, a little pinch of death.
Oh my God.